man. All right, if you see, oh, geez, I'm sorry, did I hang up? Oh, God, I'm trying to handle 80 million things at one time. It's just so confusing. 5 minutes before 10, DC 101 with the Grease Man. If you run into Beverly down at American Express Travel, tell her I didn't mean to hang up on her. I was reaching for sound effects, and a whole stack of them fell over like that. And it hit the phone and disconnected her. I'm sorry, Beverly, I didn't mean it. Thanks for getting me them tickets, though. I just need more organization. That's what it is. It's so hard to shriek like this when I've got everything scattered far and wide all over the studio. How can a man be expected to be a precise boss jock when he can't get his hands on the noises he needs? Let me see. Where are those ones? I need to find a... I can do... Let me see. Geez, time's running out here, and here I am rambling off like an idiot. I want to do one final bit of shrieking. What do you think we ought to do? South of the border? No. Story about Estelle? No. Big Dick running it? No. I know what we need. Something to end the day with a delicious smattering of brutality. Something that makes every real man feel proud, bold, and bulky, and every real woman tingle with delicious anticipation of machismo, huh? What can that be? Well, if I can find the damn music, we'll do it. Where is that? There it is! Yay! Whoa! Time to wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun and pin on a bed and become a lawbird! Well, you're driving in your squad car when you hear the call of nature. So you pull over to a roadside rest stop and you walk in the bathroom. But before you walk over to the convenience, you stand there in front of the mirror and you look at yourself. You practice. Give me your license, boy. Let me have that license now, boy. I'm going to write you a piece of pen and paper. Then you take your gun out and practice pointing it at the mirror saying, freeze, freeze. Practice fanning it. Blah, 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 blah. Then you put it back in the holster and you walk over to the convenience. You're standing there and in walks a highway patrolman. You're a city cop, but here's a highway patrolman. A rivalry that's been going on through the years. He comes up and stands at the convenience next to you. You get done, zip up, and walk out the door, and he says over his shoulder, hey, in the highway patrol, they teach us to wash our hands when we're done. You look at him and say, in the city police, they teach us not to tingle on our hands. See you later, hotshot. You walk out, and you find your little hiding place so you can run some radar. And sure enough, some guy in a Porsche blows by you about 90 miles an hour. You hit the light and siren and you give pursuit, buddy. Well, wouldn't you know it, the highway patrolman was hiding on the other side of the highway and he gives pursuit. Now you got two squad cars running side by side trying to catch this Porsche that was going 90. So y'all are doing 110, 115. You roll down your window and say, hey, I seen him first. Highway patrolman says, no way, Jose. I seen him first. You say, oh, yeah? He said, yeah. You're both gunning. Two squad cars screaming down. You don't care about the maggot. Well, you just want to beat the highway patrol. Hope you got it wide open. Wide open. He tries to get around you, but you hold him in the outside lane. It's a two-way highway, and he's in the lane of the oncoming traffic. There's a big semi bearing down. He tries to drop down slower so he can get in behind you, but you won't let him. He slows down. You slow down. He speeds up. You speed up. Now you start to think. He says, let me in. Let me in. You just flip on the bird, and sure enough, that big 18-wheeler comes bearing down on him. You finally catch the Porsche and...
Book 'em, eh?
Okay, that's it.
Tigger, a hard bitten run.